First off, today's Monday. We get the latest on the livestock markets with Herb Locke of FarmSense Marketing in Edmonton.
Well, Caitlin, certainly the cattle markets put in the second week of activity in 2019 with Fed and feeder prices particularly mostly steady. Continued strong domestic and consumer and export sales continue to support beef prices, even as year-to-date beef production on both sides of the border exceeds both 2017 and 2018. Locally, Fed prices were for the most part steady, perhaps lacking a bit of the pizzazz of last year, when local prices here climbed well above that U.S.-Nebraska landed value early in the new year, but currently prices are holding mostly around that 160 level, just below slightly the equivalent landed Nebraska pricing levels. South of the border, Mother Nature sent some nasty weather conditions into the U.S. eastern part of the country, where there are a few cattle, but certainly the mostly densely populated parts of the U.S., raising some questions on the demand side. U.S. packers used a midweek decline in cutout values to offer only steady money in late-week trading, while anxious sellers there were looking for some higher money to empty some very wet and muddy pen conditions. Cow market continues to probably be the big disappointment, as good numbers of cows held off the market ahead of the year-end, and other feedlot-type buyers now providing extra numbers and adding a little bit to the price woes. U.S. dairy restructuring, though, is thought to be the supply issue that's adding more cows to the market in the last few months. Feeder and calf markets continued on a bit of a quiet note, but ramped up volumes last week. Prices, however, were mostly steady to flat on most weight ranges. Traders in Chicago see the market as being technically overbought with high open interest, suggesting funds holding a long, net, lofty position. February live cattle are holding a premium to the cash market, and the midweek decline in beef had traders second-guessing how strong cash this week would be, when the smoke all cleared, futures markets reaching new life of contract highs during the week are likely to be disappointed with a just steady cash trade once the markets reopen Tuesday after the Martin Luther King holiday on Monday today. 1 week to the next, February live cattle up $1.55, April up $1, and the June contract 25 cents higher. January feeders down $4.68, March down $2.08, and that August contract was 60 cents lower. Lean hogs down $1.42 in the February and 85 cents in the May contract. So the border U.S. cash, limited sales, 124 live and 197 dressed. Weekly slaughter down there, 620,000, down about 6,000 from the previous week, and 6,200 head above the same week a year ago. Closer to home, steers on the hoof, 159 to 162. On the rail, 267 and a quarter to 268.50, and that's a 160.54 weekly average, down about 15 points on the week. Heifers on the hoof, 159.50, on the rail, 268.50, and a 159.67 heifer price, up 17 cents from the previous week. On the cow side, D1, D2s averaging 83 cents were up 50 cents, while the D3s, smaller, thinner kind, 65 to 80, averaged $73.21, were down $1.10. And on the rail, 162 to 167. Feeder cattle volumes for the week, 41,000, up about 26,000 from the previous week. Generally, most calves and feeders steady for a second week. Some of the lightweights on the calf side came under some quality issues, and price ranges there were quite wide in many cases. Our pre-sort sales we look at each week, when we look at the 650 to 700-pound steers, 198 at 700 pounds, the same weight heifers, 700 pounds at 177, the 550 to 650 heifers, Caitlin, were about $26 back of the same weight steers, but the heavier categories, those 800-pound heifers, were marked $13 back of the same weight steers. On the hog side, the Western Hog Exchange, their 100-index 90-kilogram hogs, for the week ending January the 18th, the Ole West 017 price, steady at 1.331, and the Ole Alternative 019 price set at 1.373, also steady with the previous week.
Herb Locke can be reached at 780-466-3599. And an extended version of Herb Locke's analysis is available online at agriculture.alberta.ca/call of the land.